KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's clear and 34 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly sunny here today, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland, solving Southwest Iowa's welding problems for 27 years. Topping area news, authorities are investigating a shooting incident in Montgomery County that left the victim in critical condition. According to Red Oak Police, the Montgomery County Communications Center received a call just before 10 p.m. Wednesday with regard to a shooting at a residence in the 400 block of East Coolbaugh Street. When officers arrived, they found 28-year-old Cody Allen Keith Tennell of Red Oak had suffered a severe gunshot wound to the face. Red Oak Fire and Rescue personnel performed treatment of the scene before transporting Tennell to the Montgomery County Memorial Hospital. He was later transferred by helicopter to Creighton Medical Center in Omaha, where he was reported to be in stable but critical condition this morning. The Iowa DCI was contacted to investigate the scene and a search warrant obtained following a thorough forensic examination and interviews with witnesses to the incident. Preliminary evidence gathered indicates that Tennell's injuries were possibly accidental. Authorities say Tennell may have thought the weapon he was handling was properly unloaded. The case will remain under investigation until authorities can speak with Tennell about the incident. Well, state investigators believe they've solved a more than five-year-old murder case in southwest Iowa. Iowa DCI agent Daryl Simmons says a Shenandoah man was arrested Wednesday afternoon for the July 2009 shooting death of 29-year-old Holly Durbin. Simmons says a 34-year-old Brian Davis was Durbin's boyfriend. Davis was long considered a prime suspect, but Simmons says new evidence just recently surfaced will give prosecutors a more solid case. He says they're not releasing that information, though. There was just some further investigating that occurred, and he says he really didn't want to go into too much detail at the time. Brian Davis had placed a 911 call on July the 18th of 2009, and responding officers found Holly Durbin dead in her home, which she shared with Davis. An autopsy determined Durbin was shot in the head and had other injuries. Davis was being held in the Fremont County Jail on a $1 million cash bond. An elderly couple from Villisca have died following an accident involving a UTV, or utility terrain vehicle. The Iowa State Patrol says 82-year-old Daryl Schrader and his wife, 80-year-old Dolores Schrader, were killed during the accident in rural Taylor County. According to reports, the couple was found late Tuesday evening in a field at 1248 120th Street, southeast of Villisca, and about a quarter of a mile from the couple's home. Authorities said the couple had been ejected from the UTV as it rolled over into a clover field. The Polaris UTV was equipped with a lap and shoulder belts, but they weren't used. Authorities weren't sure how long the couple had been in the field. The patrol said family members had not been in contact with the Schraders since last week. Two people were in custody, and a third was at large after a vehicle chase ended in the Missouri River Wednesday afternoon. The Omaha World Herald reports the incident began around 1:45 p.m. with officers with the Missouri Valley Police Department attempted to pull over a pickup occupied by two men and a woman for speeding. According to Pottawatomie County Chief Deputy Sheriff John Reynolds, the truck, which was hauling an all-terrain vehicle on a trailer, took off, leading officers on a chase down Old Lincoln Highway. At one point, sheriff's deputies deployed stop sticks, but the driver continued, eventually taking Old Mormon Bridge Road to northbound Interstate 29. The pursuit continued to the Honey Creek exit, where the suspects fled west on Rosewood Road, eventually driving over a levee and into the Missouri River, ATV and all. Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie with the sheriff's office said the suspects got out of the truck, and authorities pulled one man and the woman from the river. The other man floated down the river, and a police helicopter overhead eventually lost sight of him. Authorities have not yet released the names of the two persons in custody. An Atlantic man was arrested Tuesday. 37-year-old Cody Ewing was arrested for driving while barred. Ewing was booked into the Cass County Jail. And Atlantic police said no injuries were reported following an accident that took place Tuesday afternoon around 3:15. Authorities say Nathalie Gilliland of Elliott was issued a warning for failure to yield while making a left turn after the vehicle Gilliland was driving struck a vehicle driven by Orest Lechnowski of Omaha. The accident happened at the intersection of 7th Street or Highway 6 and Hospital Drive. As Lechnowski was traveling westbound and Gilliland, who was traveling eastbound, attempted to turn into the Atlantic Shopping Center parking lot. Damage from the collision amounted to $3,600. In the funeral announcements, Walter Sampson, age 63 of Walnut, died Sunday. Funeral services for Walter Sampson will be today at 11 o'clock at the Peace United Church of Christ in Walnut. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Wayne Ulrich, age 89 of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Wayne Ulrich will be today at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Morris Holtmeyer, age 93, of Greenfield, died Monday in Winterset. Funeral services for Morris Holtmeyer will be today at 11 o'clock at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Yolanda Rummelhart, age 67, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Yolanda Rummelhart will be today at 2 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Larry Benkin, age 77, of Osage Beach, Missouri, an Atlantic native, died Tuesday in Missouri. Memorial services for Larry Benkin will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the church at Osage Hills in Osage Beach. Graveside services will be held next Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Atlantic Cemetery, followed by a luncheon at Zion Lutheran Church at Atlantic. The Hedges Scott Funeral Home of Osage Beach, Missouri, has arrangements. Lloyd Jorgensen, age 83, of Audubon, died Monday in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Lloyd Jorgensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Larry Dean Thompson, age 70, of Cumberland and formerly of Grant City, Missouri, died Monday at CCMH. Funeral services for Larry Thompson will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Progue Dunphy Funeral Home in Grant City, Missouri. And Mary Garst, age 86, of Coon Rapids, died October 19th. Funeral services for Mary Garst will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. in Coon Rapids at the American Legion Building. Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Dan's Welding in Cumberland. Call Dan Anstey today for all of your welding and fabrication needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.